want a little wisdom, listen to Rabbi Brian. Rabbi Brian!
Welcome to Rabbi Brian's Garden, because that was the name that seemed appropriate. Kind of like Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, but Rabbi Brian's Garden. And the word garden is chosen for a deep reason. Let me explain the reason. Garden was, in Jewish literature, is the word pardes. The word pardes translate is garden. And pardes is used as a word throughout rabbinic literature to mean heaven. Then there's a story that every rabbi knows. If you know a rabbi, say, just start the story. There were four who entered the garden. And every rabbi will tell you, every Jewish professional will tell you, every learned Jew will tell you, there were four who entered paradise. Four who entered paradise. I'll tell you their names. Rabbi Akiva, Ben Azai, Ben Zoma, and Acher. Now, Acher is a name for someone who was Elisha Ben Abuya. And he doesn't get mentioned by name because of what happens in this story. There are four who enter paradise. When they get into paradise, Ben Azai glimpses the divine presence and dies. He dies. Ben Zoma was harmed. Rabbi Akiva comes out safely, and Acher became a heretic. Rabbi Akiva, famous Rabbi Akiva, he lives. He entered paradise. He went into heaven. He went to the next world, and he alone survived. This is a very interesting story because there's something that you're not being told. The word pardes might sound, if you listen to it, it might sound a bit like the word paradise, because it is the Greek root of the English word paradise. There are four who entered pardes, who entered paradise. And it also meant orchard. There are four who entered the orchard, paradise, heaven. Wait, heaven wasn't actually one of the words. We added that in later. We say there are four who entered pardes, there are four who entered the orchard. But it doesn't say heaven. And the reason is because the orchard was the school of thought. That was the name of the school of Epicurus. His school was called the orchard. How cool is that? That was his school. Mr. Rogers has his neighborhood. Epicurus had the garden. And there were four rabbis, four people on my side of the fence, who went over to check out this Greek line of thought. It's a whole new way of thinking the Greeks are introducing to the world. Logic, Greek logic is amazing. And there are four rabbis who went to Pardes, who went into the garden, who went to the orchard, who went to Epicurus' school of Greek logic. And only one, Rabbi Akiva, comes out to still be Jewish. Acher, Rabbi Elisha ben Abuya, he becomes a heretic. But what is the word for heretic? Apikoros. Does that sound like something? Epicurean. He didn't become a heretic. He just liked Greek logic. I'm Rabbi Brian. I run Religion Outside the Box. I love doing what I do of promoting spiritual fitness. This is my podcast, my little vlogcast. I commit to doing it once, three times a month until January. Three times a month from now. It is October 9th, and I will do it from now until January. Let me bring what's in the air these days. Guys, it's really rough right now. I had this conversation with my son this morning. I said, Emmett, if I'm in a really bad mood, do you know? Yeah. I said, Emmett, can you imagine you go out of your classroom and something happens in the classroom and the teacher yells at all the students. And then you walk back in the classroom. You didn't know that that had happened. Do you imagine, you know, you were out in the hall, something happened, everyone now is tense in the classroom. Could you imagine that you were going to get a feeling? He's like, yeah, I love him. That's how it is right now in this world, in this North American hemisphere. It's like something happened. Something happened. And I'll give you a moment of hope here. Kavanaugh's becoming a Supreme Court judge. And here's going to be my understanding of it is, and I'm going to tell a story about Emmett, my boy. Emmett was at summer camp. He's 11. He's at summer camp. He comes home for lunch. We were at Chautauqua Institution. The kids come home for lunch. He comes to us for lunch, and he said, "Guys, it was awesome. There was a bully." What? Well, it was great because you know how I've trained all for, and I know how to, and I got to do, and I said to the kid, "Hey, is this really who you want to be in the world?" And that worked. He was so excited. And he came back after the afternoon session and told us that the whole thing diffused some. Because anyway, by way of example, Emmett was ready for dealing with a bully because we've trained him. And that's how I feel. That's how I feel right now in this October 9th, 2018 world. I feel I'm ready. I've been trained. I can, yeah, it's like they made a big mess in the kitchen and it's your kids. And you gotta parent up and you gotta just, you know, clean it up. They made a mess. We were, it's all right. We got it. We got this. We've been trained. Rabbi Brian's Garden, episode number one, peace, love, ROTB.org. Let me advertise something while I'm here. This is a very interesting product and people might enjoy very much these days. It is called Denial in a Vial, and it is a vial, 1.5 fluid ounces, and it has in it absolutely nothing. It's Denial in a Vial. The active ingredient in it is delusion. It says right on the label there, warning, do not take with faith. And it says, there's a tagline there, when you just don't want a deal. Denial in a Vial. You can get this at rotb.org/wellness. rotb.org/wellness. There's rotb.org. And if you go to religionoutsidethebox.org, you can find out about the newest offering that's going up on the 15th of October. It's called the Resistance Bible Study Podcast.
The Resistance Bible Study.
The Resistance Bible Study. The Resistance Bible Study Podcast.
Join me. Engage. Resist.
It is amazing. That podcast start, the stream of it starts on the 15th. If also on the website, rotb.org, if you type resist, R-E-S-T-I-S-T, into the coupon box, you get $7 off any $10 off any download, and downloads are $7, so it's like I'm giving you $3. Rabbi Brian AF.